Welcome back to another motherfucking episode of the Projects of Public School Education Podcast. We know we've been giving y'all a lot of episodic reviews of the Peacock original series Bel-Air, but now we're back to give y'all some much needed, comedic, newsworthy content. Say hello to people one time, Zo.
What's good?
We back at it like a chiropractor. Hey, real quick, Zo, can you hear my dry machine? Can't hear my clothes dry.
Yeah, no, I can't hear that shit.
All right, big baby. But if you can, just go ahead and let me know, and I'll go run over and close the door real fast. All right, so, man, let's get right into it, man. Chris Rock just got the shit smacked out of him. I ain't gonna say he got the shit smacked out of him, but from his head, he got smacked pretty hard.
That's a nigga from Bed-Stuy. I didn't see that happening. that nigga from Bed-Stuy. Philly just one up Bed-Stuy. God damn. They done let the gangsters in the building.
What'd you say, son?
They done let the gangsters in the door.
Hey, for real.
I think that shit was staged, bro. Now that I think about it, that shit had to be staged, man.
The way Will just walked on that damn stage, that shit had to be staged.
He did that shit too damn smooth.
Had to be staged, but what is the nigga if it wasn't? Because then if you think about it too, it ain't going to be security right there in the middle of the goddamn Oscars.
Hell no.
So it's not like it was really anybody to keep Will from walking on stage if you think about it. You feel me?
Hell no. I ain't thought about this shit since you left. Damn. It really ain't.
So, I mean, it could be staged and it could not be, so shit. This shit really up in the air, to be honest.
It's up, it's stuck.
Hey, for real. Put it in the air. God dang, man. So.
No seeds, you know, no stems, no sticks.
Did you go and watch it again, though? Without quick in the
middle? Hell no. Right, so, hell nah, nigga. I've been grinding the rank.
Alright, so apparently Will Smith, Chris Rock was making some ill placed jokes about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. So he talked about her hair. And then you could tell like everybody else was laughing at all the non-blacks. And then you could tell Will Smith wasn't too happy about damn Jada. They zoomed in on Jada, and Jada was definitely not happy about it because, you know, Jada got alopecia. What'd you say?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that nigga Will probably wasn't too particularly happy about that shit, but. Ooh.
Man, nigga, she cheated on you. You should have laughed.
Yeah, you be letting them.
It's an over relationship.
Cheating remarks slide too, but shit. I guess that nigga don't play about you talking about his wife ailment.
I mean, let's be real, nigga. This shit gotta be staged, dog. This shit ain't real.
You think so, son?
I'm willing to put money on it, cause there's no way they let him get that. There's no way security, even if it ain't that much, let him get that close on stage.
But he was he had a stage. You ain't see the video? He had a stage side seat.
I saw it.
Yeah.
But so, still, I mean, nigga, it's security standing right there.
Phew, man, let's watch this again. Cause goddamn it, this is on public television, so we can watch it. We can run this shit right.
Man, Rooster running.
Shit, let's run it back, man. That's all I'm saying. Let's run this shit back.
Turn that shit up, though. I want to hear what the hell he said. All
right,
I want to see if it's worthy of a slap or not. All
right, let's see what he said, though.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
He said, Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard.
Hold on, now, because we were just laughing right there. Did you see it?
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. That
oh wow.
But the reaction though, that's like a reaction of a nigga who got slapped though.
Keep playing.
Ain't really shit else after that.
No, they cut the sound out.
Yeah. That nigga Will said, "Keep my wife's name out your mouth." Out your motherfucking mouth.
Okay.
Oh, they cut
that. That was greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Damn it, Will. Hey, I'm going to say this right now. Will Smith must love making himself miserable, man. Right. Jada ain't worth it at this point.
Hey, no cap though, but shoot, you know he was definitely poised to win best actor at this goddamn award. So shit, he might have just said, "Man, nigga, I know I got this best actor in the bag. I'm turning up this time. Fuck you talking about."
Well, shit.
That old black man.
I don't like to see brothers act like that.
I don't, especially in front of white people. But then
that's the shit you do in private.
If we're being honest, at the end of the day, motherfucker did disrespect his wife. Black, white, or
other. He did. He's supposed to respect the nigga. And his wife disrespected him all last year, goddammit. Ain't him that bullshit.
Nah, can't say the only thing she disrespected him with was the Tupac shit. Can't really say she disrespected him with the August I Seen shit because, nigga, they weird.
I know what I'm talking about, the Tupac shit.
He ain't knew in Hollywood that him and Jada been had arrangements like that. We've been known about this since we were children. No, don't even play like this, son.
On God, nigga.
Don't make it seem like what Jada was in the wrong when August came out and said the shit.
Oh nah, nigga. August weak for that shit.
You know I'm right. Don't make it seem like it's about Jada when August was the one that came out and said this shit.
Oh nah, nigga. I'm saying Will. If I'm being real, I'm still thinking about that Will Smith crying meme. That's the part that's still bothering me.
Hey, nigga. Ain't nobody told Will Smith to get on that bitch and cry.
Nah, they didn't. But goddamn it, he should have held it together. Shit. Hold it together, nigga. Tough it up, son. Tough it up.
Hell yeah. Motherfuckers gonna be talking about this shit at work tomorrow. I already know.
They might. I don't give a fuck.
They might not. He shouldn't have said Oscars like that.
This shit gonna make black news. Fuck Oscars. Everybody know the Oscars don't give a fuck about niggas no way, so we don't give a fuck about this shit. This is more about two black men behaving in such a manner in front of the white, the Yahoo.
Man, yeah, I feel you on that shit, but then also too, I'm like, I'm of the school too, that shit, motherfucker.
You don't speak on another man, woman.
Hell yeah, especially your wife, shit. And now white people got a fucking problem saying, "Oh, look at them, they don't know how to act," shit like that. They fuck that, them white folks in their own too, because nigga, if a white woman,
you shouldn't have been laughing.
Yeah, yeah, if another white man disrespects a white man woman, them motherfuckers gonna fucking duke it out right there.
Right there,
exactly. So hey,
they squared up right there. I ain't never saw Nay or Not. That's no keys. I ain't never saw Nay or Not.
Hey, we just keeping it a stat. So shoot, I ain't mad at Will for getting up there. I do feel some type of way about this shit, low key doing it in front of all the white folks. Shit, sitting at the end of the day, hey. My thing is though, it could feel like it stayed just because Will did kind of like laugh a little bit, but that could have been like one of those nervous laughs, like, nigga about to watch your mouth.
Yeah, like I'm about to knock this nigga out.
Yeah.
Looking back on it, he looked like he really said it, thought that shit, like, "I'm about to knock this nigga smooth out."
Hell no, so that shit crazy though. Sam said he might hop in here too, so hopefully hops in soon before we move from this topic and move on to something else. But nigga, this shit was crazy, son.
Yeah, this shit was crazy.
In front of all them damn white folks. And we already know the Oscars known for not having any niggas inside there.
I swear, we gonna be banned.
Hey, fuck, we could be banned from that, nigga. Give us an NAACP awards here. Hey, it's something. Between them and the BT Awards, we doing all right.
I mean, it's not nobody care about the award show no way, nigga. It's more about the fan shit anyway.
Fact.
Like, if the fans fuck with you, you straight for life. But nah, man. Real talk, ain't nobody, both of them wrong. Cause Will, he shouldn't have said it, but Will damn sure shouldn't have.
I'll be real. He shouldn't have smacked him. But am I mad at Will for smacking him? Hell nah.
Even hell if it's nah.
A damn white folk.
You don't talk about a man why.
Maybe they'll send a message to them damn white folks that they can't talk about black women like all crazy anyway. I say send a message all at once. God damn me. Don't talk about my wife and don't talk about black women. What the fuck you talking about? We'll see if Hollywood try to pull that shit again. Yeah, he ain't even think about that angle, did
you?
Uh-uh. But it's real, though. The white folk love to try to get off of shit talking about black women here. We already seen how they tried to do it. Our beautiful sister was trying to become a Supreme Court justice. So shit, yeah, hey. Move like, hey, this one for the sisters right here. Fuck you talking about smack. It was a tasteful smack.
Yeah, don't try. No, it wasn't, nigga. That was some hood shit.
It was a taste.
That was a West Philadelphia taste bud rapper.
Hey, that's what it was. It wasn't a knockout. It didn't send him down to the ground. It was a nice, well placed smack to let you know, hey, motherfucker, hey,
it was a tasteful real nigga. Fuck around and find out.
Well, I can't wait to see what 85 Saw got to say about this shit, son.
Oh, Carlos
Miller,
man. DC gonna go crazy with this shit. I can't wait.
Nigga, I saw what they did with Entanglements, nigga. This shit about to go crazy.
Shit, my only problem with this is, man, we didn't have to. Don't do this in front of white people.
Yeah?
They already think niggas don't behave anyway. God damn.
That nigga tagged me. Gave me, keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth. Fuck you talking about?
Mouth. Hey, Will let it nuts hang.
For real. But you been telling Will to fight back? With the Jada slander today. That motherfucker came with it then. Not in front of my face, man.
Hey. But like we talking about it though, bro. Oh shit.
What?
Fuck, I got disconnected my headphone ass and trying to see how much charge I have in me, bitch.
Oh no, you fine, son. I still hear you perfect.
Oh shit. Goddamn right you do.
But anyway, what you was saying? You said you show hate what?
I don't know what it is that got into me now, but man, something about doing black shit in front of white people bothers the fuck out of me.
Man, it does. Too.
Like, certain shit we shouldn't do in front of them. Certain conversations shouldn't be had in their presence. When your wife friend called your house and certain shit your mama ain't gonna say in front of them.
Mm-hmm. I never say that in front of white people. Never.
I call a white person a nigga just to fuck his head up.
That's the only time I say it in front of white people. Like, I feel like they trying to be racist. I call them a nigga then. But other than that,
what nigga?
If they say nigga in front of you, say you mother, you call them a nigga, but you make sure how you call them a nigga racist. It's really gonna fuck their head up.
Nigga.
Hell yeah, be like, fuck you talking to you nigga, fucking nigga. Well, you gonna fuck their head up, son.
Yeah. It's just certain shit, though, man. It's annoying as fuck that deal with people, bro.
Hell yo, man. But shit, man. We just had to talk about that one real fast, too. We can move into other topics, too, because there's been so much fucking news that I haven't since the last time we recorded. That's all up to you, son.
I'm, I mean, shit, I was gonna
give
this a positive shit. This episode about black people and shit.
Hey, shit, that's a positive to me, hey. Hey, smack that nigga. Tell that nigga don't talk about your wife. Cause shit, nigga, I see marriage in my future too, shit. Hey, motherfucker, I'm sorry. Hey, that's how I'm gonna be with somebody. Disrespect my wife, fuck you talking about. Keep my wife motherfucking name out your mouth, nigga. A nice tasteful smack. No punch. No none. Try to knock you down. Try to knock you out of your senses. I'll give you a nice one. It'll make you stumble a little bit.
I mean, that was a nice head, baby.
It was a nice one, wasn't it? It was well placed.
The technique was perfect.
Didn't ruin the award show anyway. None. Chris Brown didn't have to get Carter offset or nothing. Nah, he stayed there. He did the rest of that. But I know his face was thinking the rest of the time.
Oh, hell yeah. They had to go commercial break behind that shit.
Hey, you heard what he said out there? He said, this might have been the best.
The greatest moment in TV history.
So it might not have
That's
been.
That's when you know a nigga got hit. Yeah. I feel bad for Chris, though, man. Because I ain't going to lie. Will ain't in shape like he used to be. I had to fight that nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. It's a joke, nigga.
Hey, I wouldn't have been able. Hey, that's what they really would have been on some nigga shit. But hey, I like that. That show, you know what they also that show? The white people, you know what they also show? And this is a new way of thinking about it too. They show that black people don't fight all the time because Chris Rock didn't fight back. That motherfucker got smacked, knew he was in the wrong, and then say shit up. Hey, but hey, low key, you can't say that they can't say that about us anymore. They can't say all we do is fight with each other. Hey, cause I tell you one nigga that's not fighting. Hell nah, son. That nigga got hit with a foo fop, didn't
it? Yeah.
They got hit with a foo fop and a whoop bam.
Wop baba loo bam, wop bam bam. That was fucked up, man. That shit. It is. You got a point, though, nigga. At least he did fight.
Hell yeah. So now I can't say we can't get along.
What the fuck?
What? I changed my streaming screen.
What in the nigga? In the nigga, which is going on?
What you talking about?
Hey man.
What?
Not the volume on this shit. I can hear you.
What you talking about, nigga? I can hear you perfectly though.
Nigga, you got music playing.
Yeah, nigga. I changed my screen, nigga. I done had this music playing for the last 20 minutes.
Nigga, I can hear it though.
Ah, shit, let me switch my screen back then. Can you hear it now?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can hear you now. Damn. Fuck.
No, I done had this music playing for like the last few minutes, though.
It's hard, but nigga, that shit was loud as hell.
It's just loud to you. I done had it on that's because I switched the stream window, so I guess since you had Discord open, like I had it playing live like it was a stream.
Shit. Damn.
So shit, man, what's the positive stuff we had to talk about since we got that hot take news out of the way?
Oh, nah, man, shit.
Nigga, these is a mirror about the fucking, boy.
Oh, this is gonna be funny. Yeah. Right, nah, nigga, I ain't had nothing positive. I was just gonna say let's get into something better than talking about Brother Will and his unfortunate series of events.
Hey, that ain't unfortunate. Hey, protect that white man.
That's unfortunate, dog. He shouldn't have had to do that. That's fucked up.
It's unfortunate he shouldn't have had to. So shit, who more at fault? Chris Rock or Will Smith?
Oh, nah, Chris Rock is definitely at fault, nigga. I ain't gonna ever say that.
Talking about a black woman here in front of her husband? Oh, you thought she didn't have a husband, huh?
With alopecia.
With alopecia at that. So now it's even more of a medical situation. which makes it even worse. So now it's like he's slick justified. Well, he justified because it's his wife, but now he even more justified.
I don't say he, man, shit.
The only thing that
why the fuck we had to do this shit in front of white people? God damn it.
Cause low key, nigga, we don't know what else they got going on in his life. What if Jada also has fucking, what if she has some other medical condition that's making her bald right now? Cause you know usually she fluctuates from like short hair to bald, you know. So we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. She could be in remission from cancer. All types of shit. I would hope not, but shit, we never know.
I hope not.
We didn't know with Chadwick that he had cancer that whole time. So shit.
Shout out to him keeping that shit private.
Hey, we never know. That shit. Will might have said, oh, now you really done lost it now. You could have said something by August. Oh, you want to talk about this in front of me? Okay.
You bitch ass nigga. That's what he basically called it. Hey, that was a powerful ass slap.
Hey, you could tell that he was cutting them out at this part right here because they had cut off Will Mike.
They cut off the Chris Rock mic. We didn't have no goddamn mic. That nigga was cussing for everybody to hear. That was some real nigga shit.
And it's funny, Audi
don't play.
Audi.
You didn't think I had that one in the bag, did you?
Hold on, son. They got. He still won the Oscar after that shit, so nigga, let me fucking play his Oscar speech, and then we gonna get into something else, cause shit, nigga, we don't like to dwell on this negativity, but this ain't really negativity if we being honest, this more so.
This is negativity. Negativity.
This is a black man. This is a black man speaking of his wife. Fuck off. Fuck what you heard.
Nigga, fuck Chris Rock. That was what he should have done.
Let's see. So let's see what Brother Will got to say.
Richard Williams.
Oh, the whole crowd stood up for him when they was clapping, wasn't it? They ain't mad at him. Look at that, Jason Momoa, all of them. You see it?
Huh?
I said the whole crowd stood up for Will. Look, the whole crowd stood up for Will. They ain't mad at him.
Hell no, nigga, that was some real nigga shit, but damn.
Richard Williams was a fierce defender of his family. In this time in my life, in this moment, I am overwhelmed by what God is calling on me to do and be in this world. Making this film, I got to protect Ingenue Ellis, who is one of the strongest, most delicate people I've ever met.
I got to protect
Sanaa and Demi, the two actresses that played Venus and Serena. I'm being called on in my life to love people and to protect people and to be a river to my people. And I know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse, you got to be able to have people talk crazy about you. In this business, you got to be able to have people disrespecting you. And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay. But Richard Williams, and what I loved, thank you, D. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago, he said, at your highest moment, be careful, that's when the devil comes for you.
Okay, now. That wasn't a full speech, niggas,
that nigga swung the sword of the Lord.
And the rage of the goddamn devil.
The damn devil.
Hey, that's real what he said, dude. Hey, you know what's crazy that I just thought about this? You know what's fucking crazy, son?
What's that?
Son, when I went to the grocery store today, my hair was kind of in shambles, so I wore my baseball cap that got satin in it, right? And it has patches on it. I put patches on it. So this patch that I wore on it today had Protect Black Women on it. Nigga, full circle, my nigga. What a patch. Started off my patch with Protecting Black Women. Then Uncle Phil, you know, through the black man connection, he felt me wearing that hat earlier today. So he's like, my brother.
Boy, goddamn.
Nigga, I'm the reason this shit happened. Fuck you talking about, son. Nigga, it was a butterfly effect. You didn't know it. It's a butterfly effect.
Oh, shit. Rooster in God mode.
Nigga, it's the butterfly effect, son. Fuck you talking about.
Yeah, Rooster, you got too much dip on your chips, son.
Hey, he was right. He was right by... Smart move on Will Smith by crying too during his speech. That's definitely gonna get him brownie points when it comes to the white people.
Yeah. Oh, he's so passionate.
He's protecting his wife.
His person.
His lover, his partner. So shit.
His property.
Hey, whoa, calm down, though.
That's from the white man.
that's your inner white man.
Take my wife.
Hell yeah, so shit. Hey.
Winnevere. Go get my slippers and pipe. Hey, goddamn man. Nigga, think you can talk about my wife.
Hey, man, with Denzel, when he said Denzel told him too, was right too. That one said at
real shit.
Point, that's when the devil comes at you.
Hey, and the damn devil didn't come at him. Will Smith got something for him though.
Hit him with the sword of the Lord.
Overhand, and the raising devil hit his ass that overhand right. Oh shit! Somebody should throw the chair.
Hey, the waterworks did it for me. The waterworks like, okay, he cleaned himself up. He back in the good graces of Hollywood. You saw everybody clapping.
No, he ain't. No, the hell he ain't.
Man,
no,
you
he
see
ain't.
All the people standing up.
Somebody go. Oh, they stood up for a different reason. They know this is it.
This is last ride.
This is your last damn shit you coming to. We ain't invite this nigga to shit else.
Shut up, niggas.
We ain't invite these niggas to shit else. Y'all niggas think y'all can show up and act a damn fool in here? Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all? Your niggas is crazy.
Where the fuck did Dave Chappelle say that? Wrong with y'all? These niggas is crazy. No, that wasn't Dave Chappelle. That was that pastor that said that from that meme.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with y'all? Your niggas is crazy.
Yeah, no, so shit, man. We gonna see what happened from this. Hey, I feel like...
I'm joking. Ain't nothing gonna happen from this, though, bro. I'm just talking shit here. It's gonna be a minute before he offered any scripts, though.
Yeah. But, hey, also, too, let's talk about it. He smacked that nigga and he still won.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
they were supposed to cut, even if it was predetermined, they were supposed to cut this shit off right then and give it to the person with the second most votes.
The whitest white person in the room. Ryan Reynolds supposed to win this shit.
Hell yeah, for that little Netflix movie.
Ryan Reynolds for his Netflix shit.
Hey, low key. Hey, didn't I tell you that's why I wasn't staged? Because that nigga Will said he already won.
That's why he went up there. They told Will beforehand, you got locked up, son. Bitch. I'm gonna show my ass. I'm gonna show y'all how a real nigga win on the award.
All right, so with that being said, and that's out of the way. who do you think got the more legendary awards night? Hennessy Times Kanye, Hennessy X Kanye or Will Smith and his slap?
Rick James, bitch. Hey, I got a couple of them here. Rick James, bitch. Whitney Houston, high as fuck at the BET Award. Little Richard at the Grammys.
You think they bigger than this though? We gonna see.
Nigga, what? I'm Rick James, bitch. Nigga, that's legendary itself. It's a lot of shit I can talk about. Oh, but this top five for sure.
No, I said which one. I asked which one was better out of this.
Hennessy Kanye forever, nigga. Cause Kanye West. It depends on how Will followed this up. Cause Kanye followed this up when he won his award. They want to see what would happen if Kanye West did not win the award. What answers he would do? I guess we'll never know. Nigga, that's Kanye shit. Kanye did that shit. I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, but that.
And guess what?
Legendary from Kanye's standpoint, because this nigga had the bottle of Hennessy on the carpet.
Hennessy X Kanye. That's a good ass name for this shit. Hennessy Kanye. Because Yeezy was on one that night.
He did some
more. He said
something to Beyonce and Jay-Z that night. Nigga, Kanye was on
that
night, son.
Hey, Taylor, I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had the greatest music video of all time. It's always Beyonce.
Always, man. Always. What are you talking about? Who else is gonna be?
Shit, that nigga. And himself. I told you who I thought I was. A god. What I'm supposed to say, I am a nigga, which that shit, people zoom in on that God shit too much. That man really was saying some real shit that motherfuckers just didn't hear.
That motherfucker was on his Gods of the Suns and Earth time then.
Hell yeah.
No cap.
I just told you who I thought I was. A God.
Nigga, he didn't say he was God. He said he's a God, a.k.a. meaning that he's a master of his own destiny. Fuck you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that happens in his life is a direct reflection of him, his actions. That what he means.
Oh, nah, nigga, I fuck somebody's head up at work today with that shit, too. That got that 5% shit.
What'd you say?
Not 5% shit, but manifestation being real and shit. Uh-huh. I said they were like, I believe in energy and I believe in manifestation. So there's umpteen different religions. Manifestation is real. And man is the master of his own fate. Is it possible that you've conjured your own kingdom, being heaven? That it wasn't real until you wanted it to be real.
Mm-hmm.
And that everyone goes where they want to go when they die.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at me like I was crazy as fuck, but y'all motherfuckers were just talking about manifestation and energy being real. So, let's open the spectrum up.
So theoretically, if enough people believe in it, if you do go somewhere after you die, and if it's still intact, then, and you recognize that you have done good in your life when you die. Well, the spiritual plane mm-hmm. that you go to is a reflection of what your idea of heaven was.
Exactly. Like, if you're I tell people that shit, if you're a Muslim, you might go to your Muslim heaven. Mm-hmm. If you're a Christian, you might get to go to the land of milk and honey. I don't see why you want to, but that's a laxative. I'm on demon time with that one, but real mm-hmm. shit, man. That discussion gets deep as fuck with me, too. Like, I asked her, what would you really want if you died? Like, where would you want to go?
Yeah.
Seriously, what would you want to go to be with somebody you love? Would you want to be at the point in your life where you were at your most happy? What would it be? Or would you want to come back as a child and try it again? Would you want to put 25 more cents into the machine and come back? Can't nobody answer that. But nah, I had motherfuckers' jaws on the floor when I said that shit. I didn't say nothing all day until that shit came up.
Man, but you know what I noticed with a lot of small town people and a lot of small town thinkers, son?
that damn Bible is the word of God.
Shit, not only that, man, it's just hard to introduce intelligent. That's one of the reasons why, man, when I'm at work, I really just mind my business. I don't talk to nobody. They always ask me, oh, what you doing for the weekend? The question is always going to be the same. The answer is always going to be the same when you ask me that shit, especially at work, nothing. Every time, nothing. Every time, nothing. Unless I got something planned to like go out of town, then I'm gonna be like, oh, nothing. I'm going out of town. They ask me for what for? Nothing. Fuck you talking about? I'll let you know I'm going somewhere.
I'm going to look at some. I'm going to look at some shit.
Exactly.
Exactly. I told a motherfucker that shit one time. When I go on vacation, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm gonna have a hammock in the hotel room. I don't want to be bothered. I'm watching the hotel TV. I'm rubbing my body down with their soaps and oils, and I'm going to sleep. I don't want to see shit. I don't want to do shit. I want to go to bed.
Hell yeah.
But now I say that shit jokingly here. Everybody else be somewhere. I order DoorDash, nigga. I'm at the crib with it.
Don't fucking ask me what the fuck I'm doing, but nah, I just brought it up because like, even like when I try to like bring intelligent conversation as far as into the workplace, as far as like trying to like let people know how shit works, like within the world, because it might apply to like our job and doing whatever, because you know, I do work in a lab, it is still technically a lab, so shit, I'll be trying to like put people on who like might just be there doing like a job that might not necessarily require a bunch of technical work, and I'll tell them, oh, this is why this does that because of this and that, and then like they try to break it like with like a joke or something, like try to like joke it out. I'm like, in my head I'm like looking at it like, nah nigga, if you don't understand it, ask me to repeat it. I'm not repeating it, but shit, goddamn me, like, you know what I'm saying,
don't make me have to be an ass.
Yeah, don't. Nah, it ain't even don't make me have to be an ass. It's more so I'm telling you this for nothing more than to educate you, because there's nothing else going on in this goddamn place, because I'm really listening to my music the whole time, so you're not talking to me most of the day. So when I am talking to you, you better listen, because nigga, I could definitely just shut my ass up and not say shit like I probably was gonna do in the first place. if I'm telling something,
it takes a while.
If I'm educating
takes a wise man to play the fool.
Hey, if I'm educating somebody on something at work, my nigga, real shit, it's because I thought about it once, didn't do it, then I thought about it the second time. I was like, you know what? I'll just go ahead and do it just because. But usually I don't like talking to people at work about shit like that. Because luckily for me though, I'm a type of person that people always feel like they can talk to. So that's one of the advantages. So I never really have to talk to anybody anyway, because people just tell me their business all the time.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I got the same damn problem.
I don't give a fuck because
I do because I don't give a fuck.
They tell me their whole fucking life story. I'm like, you can tell me this shit. I'm not gonna tell anybody else. I don't have nobody to tell. I'm not about to come exactly. Over my old lady with this shit, my nigga. When we together, we are enjoying our own fucking company. I don't understand how people go to work and bring their fucking work business back home. No, I like to keep working. Working in my home life separate as possible. Lord forbid, if I could work from home, I could, for real. Whew. That way it could be perfect. I fucking get a fucking desk,
church and state.
Put a fucking desk in my closet, do for well the fuck I gotta do online, then fucking get the fuck out of the close that fucking closet until the next day. For real,
nigga.
For real. Hey, that's the. Man, if you're working for anyone else, even if you're doing like work for your own man, the best thing to do is always keep working your personal life separate. And work shouldn't intervene with your personal life. Even if you're fucking a YouTube personality and all this stuff where you quote unquote bring people into your personal life, that shit still should not conflict with your actual.
It should stop at some point.
Hell yeah, and that's just my opinion, but you know, I feel like that's the only way to really be. When it comes to like making money and shit, because you can't never control how
wise
people,
man.
You can never control how people like what they even crack jokes about. Because you know at work, you know people are always cracking jokes. So motherfucker, I'm not even about to give you anything, any animal for you to crack a joke, because you don't know how that shit gonna rub me. So I'd rather not even tell you. We keep this type of peace. You might think I'm an asshole for not telling you shit I do at fucking home, but so old well, so the fuck be it. Yeah, I'd rather that than have to fucking come here and shoot you in your fucking face because you said something about somebody I love, so now I gotta kill you.
you know, real nigga.
Hold on, don't understand that aspect of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on, don't understand that aspect of shit. They think shit's sweet.
They think
it's not
sweet. Hell no. If you ask me what's going on at the crib, I'm gonna tell you nothing. You better hear that nothing and respect the goddamn me.
But for the most part, they do. They don't ask me shit, man. I tell them what the fuck I'm doing for the weekend. I tell them nothing.
Man, like, I work with motherfuckers. Know my family though. Here, motherfucker be asking me what my family be doing. I be like, bro, call them. Shit, if man, you really know the motherfucker, you got to phone them.
That's a small town aspect. That's why I like that. I'm in a decent sized town. This town probably about like at the like when school. It's one of those college towns. I'll give it like the size of Starkville. Like when school not in session, it's probably about like a good 20-30k people here. But when school get back in session, it's about like a good 50,000 people here, you know what I'm saying? So this is a good, nice little fluctuating population for me. So I like that aspect of it. And then since I'm so far away from home, like motherfuckers definitely don't know my family and shit. So they really, when I tell them nothing, nigga, they really don't know nothing about me. Other than what I tell them, I just tell them I'm from Mississippi. I do this and that.
That's what's up, though.
And that's it. Hey, that's the way, man. I've been trying to get you to come up here. Hey, fans, man, y'all help me convince this nigga to fucking come up here and fucking live deep for a little while. Just get out of small town.
Nigga, I think I'm finna move to Atlanta. Why you playing?
Hey, for real. Ain't nothing wrong. For at least a little bit, man. Cause man, motherfuckers get tired. You definitely gonna get tired of that.
Nah, G, real talk. Somebody told me, an old head told me, the biggest thing you can do in your 20s is get the fuck out of your hometown.
Motherfucker, I've been told you that shit.
Nigga, I know, but an old head told me, and the old head, he looked like a wise motherfucker. Right. He had a beard.
So, nigga, I look
you can't grow facial hair, so. Mm-hmm. Nah, nigga, you just smooth face. Nigga, smooth face advice don't hit like they bearded advice.
Nigga, I got a mustache now. I got a whole mustache.
No, you don't.
Nigga, I do,
no, you don't, nigga.
I'm let being serious, nigga.
Let me see. Ooh, nigga, let me see.
I got a whole ass mustache now.
Let me look at that motherfucker.
Nigga, I barely got one, nigga, but it's coming in the
nigga,
side.
Nigga, that shit.
You're all going, shit, fuck you talking about. Fuck you talking about, nigga. I'm in there. I'm where I'm fucking talking about.
You not. No, you not, nigga. This is a mustache. Let me... Nigga,
why you coming in? So I got some whiskers. Fuck you talking about,
nigga.
Fuck you talking about?
That's a mustache, beard, beard.
Man, nigga, fuck
you.
Nigga, fuck you.
That bearded shit, nigga. Bearded dragon on these hoes.
Hell nah, man. What shit, man? We chillin', man. What else you wanna talk about, man? You and Sam were talking about music earlier, man. I would get up and get my phone off the charger and fucking text Sam, but I'm about to text him on Discord, tell him get up in here.
Nah, man, me and Sam were talking about the state of modern music, man. It's too simple. And in order to make something, I'm an artist. And you know when I'm on my art tip, nigga, I don't like shit to be complex. The beats are more complex than the lyrics now.
Yeah.
And I don't like that switch. I like storytelling. I like, motherfucker, when I'm on stage, motherfucker, we can cut the beat and I can MC. I can be a master of ceremonies.
Yeah.
I can stand casting this light and I can tell you something so vivid and beautiful and dark, twisted. And you feel that shit. Like Kid Cudi lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Man on the Moon Part 2. Ooh, Kid the story Cuddy's of Mr. Raji is so hard.
Kid Cudi's supposed to be making some type of movie. I think it might be a movie about his life or something, but I saw some news about that earlier this week. Let me
I don't care about this shit.
Doing this real fast. Shit, nigga, Kid Cudi movie about his life and his music?
Nah, I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the it happen. It don't interest me. Interest me like that.
Okay, I got you.
I done heard every Kid Cudi album.
But what if it's in the style of Genius where it's like background footage and all this shit?
Oh, hell yeah, I'll watch the fuck. I'm gonna watch it if it come out for sure. I ain't watched the Kanye shit yet.
I ain't watched it yet, but I've heard phenomenal things about it. But
My barber, a dude who has his firmly has his hand on the pulse of the culture. But he recommended it to me, and me making music too. He definitely told me I got a lot of the same shit Kanye got. Like, I know I'm about to leave my current area to make it with my caliber of talent, because niggas around here ain't gonna understand what I'm trying to do. Because I told him, nigga, I'm trying to put together something that's gonna last forever.
I mean, motherfuckers don't know, man. You literally 5 minutes away from Meridian. We see what the biggest rapper out of Meridian had to do.
Go, nigga. You had to leave. Man. And the infrastructure in Mississippi ain't set up for shit. You can't run shit out of Mississippi the way it is right now. Now, 10 years down the line, hopefully with some influence and some maneuvering and finagling, maybe.
The biggest thing you could do is probably like freaking you could do, what's it called? Goddamn, like SoundCloud and shit. Like, try to build a big online following as you can. But it'll just be one of those like online followings. Like, you'll have to, in order to like translate into some real money and shit, like, you'll definitely have to like get in some rooms or build like just a crazy fandom, like within your home state or something. But like, Mississippi was one of those states where there's only a few states like California, Texas, New York, Louisiana. Philadelphia, and Louisiana where you could just like, where everybody, like, you'll never have to go out of that state again if you don't want to. You could just tour around that state. Mississippi, not one of them.
Nah, we can't. We not one of them states, bro.
Yeah.
In certain places, Mississippi, you still get that bullshit answer when they ask about rap music. Like, well, I don't really go for rap music, but I like Eminem.
Like, Bun B ain't never got to move out of Texas. Fucking Nipsey Hussle would have never had to leave out of fucking California.
L.A.
Hell yeah. Freaking, what's his name?
YG ain't got to leave L.A.
Hell yeah. Boosie ain't never got to step foot out of Louisiana if he don't want to. Freaking, and he never seems to do unless you go to Jackson for a show or something. New York, all the rappers in New York never really have to go anywhere else because, nigga, the whole rap industry is in New York. So unless they go on a countrywide tour, they never gotta leave New York, like, literally.
Unless they go on to Atlanta. Atlanta, one of them states you can't do that either. You can't just perform in Atlanta every night.
No, you can't perform. You can't perform in Atlanta or Georgia every night. Cause, I mean, America's Georgia, or like what they call America's Georgia, which is basically like the rest of Georgia. I mean, they put on rap music too. I mean, there's still a good amount of black people outside of Atlanta in the state of Georgia, but it's not as big.
You can't make a living touring.
Yeah, you can't make a living touring. They ain't gonna be booking you like that. Not like
that. I mean, that club appearance money is nice though.
Hey, y'all might be saying, "Well, what? How the fuck can Boosie do it, nigga? Boosie can do that shit, nigga. Because everywhere, nigga, white people, Mexicans, Vietnamese. If you live in Louisiana, my nigga, you bopping the Boosie. And that just how,
nigga, what?
It ain't like that for other states.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Georgia, Alabama. The Boosie can hit five states.
The deep south is really Boosie territory. Boosie ain't never got to leave the deep south if he doesn't want to.
Real shit.
But listen to all those states Zoe just said. That's the deep south. No, Tennessee, Arkansas. South.
Deep
Missouri,
my ass, dirty.
Bullshit. Carolina, bullshit, nigga. When we say deep south, my nigga, if you ain't touching the Gulf Coast, then you ain't the deep south. Fuck you talking about?
Oh, God, nigga. From Florida to Texas.
Hell yeah.
From Florida to fucking Texas. Georgia in there a little bit.
Yeah. Georgia in there.
Certain parts of Georgia. Like Atlanta, really.
Yeah.
That what a hood shit going on there. But nah, real shit. And my thing about modern music is, and I've been saying this for a minute about Mississippi hip hop. Mississippi, we have... Okay, tell me what you think, Rooster. New York had hit a point where they started sounding like a South. Even Jay Electronica referenced that. They spit on our name, but they steal all our slang. Like, that's real.
Yeah.
even down to, I don't like talking about this man like that, because he is, he had one of the worst careers ever, designer and Future, nigga, biting Future the way he did. Not biting Future, but man, unintentionally sounded like him.
That nigga bit a chunk out of Future.
Real talk. I wasn't gonna say it like that, but alright.
That nigga bit a chunk.
I'm trying to be a little more diligent about that, but okay, since we gonna say it like that, he bit the fuck out of his chick. That nigga, to the point where Future thought it was Future.
Yeah.
That's how you know you went too far. But when New York started sounding like us, you got Ace, the ASAP Mob sounding like the Texas Sound, 3-6 Mafia type shit.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to sound like it. Even out west trying to sound like Atlanta trap music. Mississippi, for us to have the run that I know we can have, we got to buy to that Ghetto Boys, Scarface.
We gotta, even some of the East Coast shit. Cause that's buying into other people's shit. Let's not forget they stole our shit. But see, we got our own side of Mississippi and Louisiana. Really, we got that bop. Like nobody do bop like us. Even Alabama, they don't do bop. Tennessee, and the only two states that really do that bop music is really Mississippi, Mississippi and Louisiana. Cause we both on the either side of the Mississippi River. The southernmost tip of the Mississippi River.
You ain't hearing me, dog. Let Louisiana keep their sound.
No,
you can't say we gotta use
the Ghetto Boys shit when I'm telling you we got our own shit,
nigga. I'm not saying that bop shit is nigga.
Mississippi and Louisiana ain't no fucking clear difference because
it's nigga, time to change.
Change the what?
It's time to change. You ain't gonna be able to change this shit by modeling this. We ain't never had a run.
You gotta go with the homegrown sound that everybody know and love.
What the fuck we don't?
I'm telling you, son. Because nigga, it's our sound. Don't fucking run from it.
I'm not running from it, nigga. I'm trying to change it.
At least take it in progressive. No, nigga, don't fucking
when
run
they,
from
when it. When they hear that shit, they think Louisiana. Don't nobody think about us.
Hey, you gotta let motherfuckers know. That's when you literally gotta show motherfuckers a map and look like, my nigga. New Orleans is closer to main cities in Mississippi than it is to any other city in Louisiana. Right or wrong.
You ain't hearing what I'm saying, nigga. We got the dopest shit ever in terms of music, nigga. We got the original Delta Blues, nigga. Let's start sampling that shit like the niggas on the East Coast did.
Where Will Smith at?
Is that... I ain't been wrong. I found it, nigga.
Hell nah, son. Shit. But man,
that's art, nigga. It's open to interpretation.
Real shit though, ain't no end to it. I would want it to be something completely unique to better represent us as a whole. Like if we had blues come out of here that was so unique of this time, I would want something similar as unique and different. Like something nobody expected. To rise from the flatlands of Mississippi that no one was expecting shit to come up. Because if you, whether you believe it or not, you've never lived out in Mississippi. So when I tell you Mississippi is damn near a great unknown to a lot of people, son, motherfuckers do not know. They don't even think it's a lot of black people in Mississippi, let alone that Mississippi, down there half of Mississippi is black, which is the highest percentage of black people as far as per capita in the United States. Like, Mississippi is still a great unknown to a lot of people, so it's a lot of, if you do something truly unique out of the state of Mississippi, it's really going to baffle a lot of people's minds, just like what B.B. King did.
B.B. King saw the king in me, so why can't you? In order to come close, you got to dig up Cash and Elvis too. Muddy Water Flow, Dixie Rebel Pass. popping Benji tags on my wife's ass. Out of line, but in living color. All right, Chris. I'm more like Miles Davis on you, red motherfuckers. Chris dropped a song
with Wiz Khalifa the other day, too.
He did?
Yeah, he dropped a song. Oh,
shit. I got to check that out. I listened to that on Tanner Talk 4. It hold up.
This shit tough. I don't know if I like this shit better or if I like that God Don't Make Mistakes by Being the Butcher. That shit tough.
No, nigga, God Don't Make Mistakes is God level.
Nigga, it's just the name of the guy.
The Johnny, real talk. Nigga, real talk. And then, I ain't gonna say, oh yeah, another thing too, when I meant the East Coast sample shit, I just meant through the crate and finding the shit.
You just meant sample, like having some samples that like probably motherfuckers can't get shit like that. But then, if we been honest too, hip-hop, yeah, Mississippi, really a lot of states is set for their time to like at least get a few artists out at one time. Mississippi, we had artists over the years, but we never had like two or three at one time. Like when Ray Sherman was popping, Big Crit was like at his like little spot where he wasn't as popping as he was before, after country shit. Yeah. Then when David Banner was
hot, niggas started Ray Sherman from Atlanta too. That's the part that fucked me up.
That's because they got put on in Atlanta, same with everybody else. Because with Mike Wilson and all that, which was an Atlanta staple at the time.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
It hurt me when Sway Lee said he from Atlanta and not Mississippi.
It's like
Slim Jimmy said he from Mississippi.
It's like, but I mean, if we just going off like before they like said what they said when they said they were from, like if you see, it's just like when people were seeing Eminem with Dr. Dre, motherfuckers were thinking Eminem was from LA until like, you know, he said, "Nah, I'm from Detroit."
E12 shit came out.
Yeah, yeah. So man, this.
They call him Slim Fady.
Shit, man. That's it, man. I can't think of really anything else when it comes. Oh yeah, what I was gonna say is Mississippi still kind of poised to have a blues scene because blues ain't as big as it used to be, man. And motherfuckers think people start making blues, if we're being honest. So I wouldn't be mad at any type of music scene that come out. I mean, I wouldn't want it to be hip hop because I listen to hip hop a lot of shit. Nigga, if we take off with another blues scene, I ain't tweaking too much.
Oh, hell nah, that ain't gonna ever happen. Real talk, G, blues now sounds too, it's too much party blues, that poke band, all that shit. Nigga, it ain't real blues, dog.
Hey, it ain't real.
It ain't like B.B. King making that damn, making Lucille talk to you.
Blues, my nigga. I said I would want for you to take off. I would want for it to take off again. I didn't say the shit that we got now from blues. I just said I would want for it to take off again.
That shit, ass sheets.
Yeah, I don't want for it to take off again. That's all I was saying.
The quality of them, all the blues singers, not rappers that didn't make it.
Nah, I can't let you get that out, so like most of the blues singers not be about fucking 50 and 40. It's only two or three.
Niggas, what were they doing in their 20s and the 90s? I rest my case. Instrumental sound like?
This nigga, I don't fucking know, man. I don't fucking know. But I think your mouth kinda off if they 50 something. That's what I was about to say. That's really what I was about to say. I'm about to say, nigga, I think your mouth off.
Nigga, it's 2020. They 50. 30 years ago they were 20 in the 90s.
Let's be honest. This ain't no new blues singers after the
2010s. Are you and the girls like I am? Let's be honest.
It ain't no new blues singers after 2010s. I ain't heard a new blues singer yet that was out after.
I ain't either, nigga.
So,
I ain't either.
So let's be frank. They started in their 50s in the 2010s.
Hey, and hip hop came out in 79, so point. Point.
Bullshit.
Rappers that didn't make it.
Point my ass. What's that? Goddamn. What's that old dude name? Man, you can't tell me. What's that dude name, bro? I'm trying to think of that old dude, man. Them niggas did not want to become rappers. There's some blue singers that you just know them niggas did not want to become rappers. That's why I'm getting at this thing.
I don't know, nigga. I ain't talking about all. I'm talking about the ones that were new in the 2010s. That's who I'm talking about. The niggas be up there with gold chains and shit on.
Oh, with the perms.
Old niggas be wearing Steve Harvey suits and shit.
Yeah. Hey, man. What's
up? Really? Niggas wanted to be Lattimore so damn bad.
Hey, Lattimore was
that nigga. That's why everybody wanted to be that nigga.
Lattimore came out when hip hop was good, but nigga, we know Lattimore wasn't trying to be no goddamn
hip hop. Hip hop wasn't the biggest was though, nigga. That were older niggas. Lattimore had a great mullet, nigga.
Man, if I'm the funny part is, I just tucked that nigga in and look at his songs. Man, this nigga does definitely have a great mullet, my nigga. It's most definitely a great mullet.
Oh shit, don't question the gospel of Nico, nigga. Guys don't make mistakes.
This nigga on this
I just told you who I thought I was, a god.
What you talking about, son?
Oh shit, I hate myself sometimes, nigga. That was funny.
Yeah, you ain't
shit. That nigga had a great mother though.
Did he not? I just listened to it. This nigga definitely had a great mother.
With the matching chest hair and the matching mustache. The nigga wasn't going. He was the last breed of nigga that wore that suit with no shirt. It was just the vest and the coat and a gold chain.
With a belt buckle. Can't forget about the belt buckle.
On God. Gotta have that belt buckle. Big ass. Or that prom suit. Or that prom suit sash.
Yeah.
You probably play on a Sony keyboard.
Hell no, man. Shit. Anything else you gotta say about the state of music, though?
I mean, it's. How diverse is too diverse? When do we start getting to the point where it's like, with hip hop, it's like boxing weight classes. Every 5 pounds is a new weight class, is a new belt. That's food for fucking thought.
Yeah. Man, the thing with hip hop is, and that's all the fuck I always sound. He said he got some. He said he got some bad for certain this shit or whatever he tried to do. But anyway, I wish he was in on this because I want y'all to talk about what y'all was saying earlier about. Man, what the fuck y'all saying? It was something about music. It was like tears to it, yeah. Like y'all was basically saying like niggas gotta eat when it comes to this music shit. Even though like people ain't being people ain't being as artistic as probably. We would want them to be, but motherfuckers,
I can go ahead and tell you, me and Sam's in probably the same pocket with this shit. It's okay to put out music that's club music for the club to be consumed by people that go to the club, but it should be a pocket for dudes who really enjoy listening to music as a soundscape. That's why I love Childish Gambino, Benny the Butcher, Freddie the Gibbs,
that's the best
Currency.
And then I also. To go into that too. Go ahead, son. Go ahead. List your people.
Like, I was gonna give you them four. That's four drastically different sounds and types of music, but they're crafted so well when you hear that shit, it's distinct and you listen to the whole album. You listen to the whole soundscape. Tyler the Creator is the best example of a modern artist with a sound.
Now you won't.
He doesn't have to make radio shit because motherfuckers gonna hear it.
Another shout out to the Nigerians. Tyler Creator is some very Nigerian.
Yeah, he big nose nigga.
Yeah, he's not. He's like
Nas. He just, Nas is doing his best work now. Yeah.
Oh, what I will say, I was listening to a podcast. It was a music podcast. I want to say it was Wallo and Gilly. I want to say it was $1 million worth of game, because I don't think it was Drink Champs. You know, it sounds like something that'll be on Drink Champs. I don't think it was exactly Drink Champs. So I'll say it was $1 million worth of game.
Was Lil Durk there?
Nah, but I just remember them talking about, like, when did the record industry change? Because there was, the first hip hop artist that came out and they was doing big. A lot of people don't remember. Oh, they was asking Ice Cube.
Run DMC.
It was somebody asking Ice Cube. No, the first rappers, no actual rappers that was doing big shit, not doing big numbers, but like that everybody knew, like on the street level, was Rakim, Eric B, KRS-One, people like that.
Yeah.
Grandmaster Flash, low people, they weren't.
At the time,
they
was thinking about
real bars. They weren't dropping no. No microwave bullshit. They were dropping real bars, but yeah, still, again, they were the ones who were at the forefront of the hip hop music. It wasn't anything that was microwave at that time. To us, the bars seemed very, very elementary, but for them at that time, those
only
were
because
like
hip hop was in its infancy.
Yeah, at the time, those were very advanced bars. But then, if you notice a trend in hip hop, like no, it was Jazzy Jeff. Jazzy Jeff was on a podcast. He was on a podcast with Breakfast Club. Jazzy Jeff, that's who it was. And they were talking about how the hip-hop landscape was on the, like, Jazzy Jeff said 1988 was the best, one of the best years for hip-hop. Because, like, that year, he said 2,000 or 300, says 2,000 hip-hop acts or something like that dropped that year. But it wasn't just because of that.
Ooh, that sound like some bullshit.
It was either 200 or 2,000. It was something like that. But it was something with a 2. There's some deals behind it. But basically, he was just saying that to the effect of every year after that, who came out of 89? NWA.
Hell, I don't know.
He said every year after that, it was seemingly that, like, hip-hop was getting pushed. Like, the hip-hop that was getting pushed and played on the radio was, like, more and more violent and more, because you had NWA, then you had, which was like the introduction to gangsta rap, but it was just really like hip hop.
Yeah, it was reality rap.
Yeah, it was reality rap. Then it went from reality rap to gangsta rap, like your Tupac and all that, Biggs and all that, Love the Devil, baby. But it was gangsta rap at the time.
Scarface, 8 Ball, MJG.
They weren't talking about anything nice at that point in time in hip hop.
Well, Biggie was giving girls one more chance, and Tupac was talking about Brenda having a baby. So
I get what you're saying, but we talking about what's pushed.
Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate, nigga. You know damn well what I'm doing. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know damn well I'm being an asshole.
Man, what? But going on, moving into the 2000s, that's where you had the disrespectful.
I ain't gonna lie.
Go ahead.
But, I'm gonna be real. That's when hip hop really changed for me. Like, yeah. Watching the shit, it was a drastic shit from 97 to 07, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Because,
like, when one, and I'm gonna say the nigga that changed the shit, uh-huh, it was Wayne.
Let me say what Jeff called it, though. He said the 2000s was more so the gangster rap and all this shit was the 90s. The 2000s was more so pimping and selling drug type music, even though they were saying it in the 90s too. But if you look at the early 2000s to the 2010s, it's more so about disrespecting your women. It's hyperly emphasized to disrespect women as bitches and hoes. Whether in the 90s it was just, you know, like a word used interchangeably, but in the 2000s they were really like talking about fuck these bitches to the extreme. The only person that was doing that in the 90s really was Snoop, but everybody in the 2000s was doing that, talking about rapping about dope and shit. And then you got this generation where it's more so being pushed of being a drug user. And so the thing with Jazzy Jeff was saying, you could see after hip hop took off into the mainstream, people realized that it was benefiting, like, especially executives, that was benefiting them to have rappers talking about dumb shit. Because when rap first took off, it was too woke. So, like, a lot of a lot of big
records. A lot of the best rappers were 5%ers.
Hell yeah. So that mean a lot of big record companies couldn't really like get their hands on the people like they could. They couldn't get their hands ingrained into the culture because the people knew better. But what? How do you keep people from know better, from knowing better? How do you make rappers dumb? By promoting the dumb shit.
Exactly. Message.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what Jazz himself said. That not me. So Jazz Jeff done seen the full evolution of hip hop.
Yeah, he done seen it from the birth of a baby. So yeah.
He said that verbatim. I remember that shit because that shit stuck in my head. I said that. I repeat that shit damn near verbatim. So he didn't say 1988 was the best year in hip hop because the music was superior to anything. It's just because what type of the people who have their hand, who've had their hands on the record industry as far as hip hop is concerned for the past three decades did not have their grasp on it in 1988 and before then. So that's what he was getting at with. So it's not necessarily that the music has died out in any aspect, but it's definitely. Prince said it too, man. If you watch any Prince interview or interview about people who talk about Prince, the one thing that Prince was big on was not letting the record labels have any say-so over him, his music, not making any
money. He was doing that shit in the 90s.
Hell yeah. Nigga, his whole career. And the reason why he said that shit, he said, nobody, I will not send anyone else's children to school off of my art. He said, we can strike a deal. But you're not gonna make more money off my music than me. He said this shit. Because a lot of these records and zips and shit, all these fucking kids go to fucking Harvard and shit like that. When the fucking artists' children be having to go to, they might be well off. They might go to a good state school. They might even go to a private school. But nigga, they ain't about to just walk in there like them record executive children will.
Hell nah.
They gonna have to have good grades, and they damn near gonna have to get a scholarship for some. That's still okay though. But the record is this, they gonna pay their child way in that school.
Man, the record is this, gonna donate money to the school. Then they gonna have a wing bill. Then they gonna have an insurance policy. So when it comes time for the child to go to school, place him in the wing that I built, put him on the meal plan, and make sure his classes and shit paid for. Hey, go absorb some culture, nigga. That's really what the fuck it is.
Hey, I know. I knew people who last names was on gates at the fucking stadium because their parents was like extreme loners who gave back a lot. Nah, it wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot of people, but hey, the ones who's benefactors of that, you could tell because they were the ones who walked around that motherfucking campus like they own that bitch.
Hey. Speak on it, bro.
That shit happened way more than you think, especially in small town America. Motherfuckers want. Well, I mean, I was speaking on this shit because the lit record exists obviously live in places where they can get their children into those Ivy League schools. But a lot of small town America, a lot of these small ass factories that most towns are built off of, like in Bay Springs, you got
Rooster.
You got fucking Holden McLaurin. My nigga, if you go to Ole Miss. Holden McLaurin, them two fucking last names, nigga, they get you anything you want to on Ole Miss campus. But they basically doing the same thing those Ivy League people doing. They just ain't, they might not got billions upon billions of dollars, but they got a few millions to help make sure they kids are getting to them good ass state schools.
My dog, I got one worse than that, man.
Go ahead.
Hell, think about on the local level, like you just said, motherfuckers graduate high school doing favors, bro. Motherfuckers clearly ain't supposed to graduate.
Oh, hell
motherfucker,
yeah.
If your last name right, nigga, you pushed. You good. Yeah, you ain't gotta worry about a damn thing.
Especially at those academies and stuff. Those academies basically made to just push the child through the system.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how many motherfuckers we know.
Push through it.
Like, man, you know, motherfuckers we know that's educated beyond their intelligence. Because of that last name. That shit powerful, boy.
That shit powerful. Like, money talk
bullshit
up. Hey,
one motherfucking marathon.
It's, babe, also too, it's a financial revolution. We gotta get on this shit. A lot of motherfuckers who who educated beyond the intelligent, they not gonna be ready for it. That's why we gotta make sure we on it, son.
Yeah, no. On God.
That's why we gotta make sure we on it. For y'all who listening, if y'all look like us, nigga, y'all know how we look. Invest. Preferably in crypto. I also say stocks because stocks are shown to bully inflation. Anytime inflation comes and disrupts like our economy, of the stock market tends not to drop as bad. It tends to pay off if you invest during those hard times. How you think Warren Buffett got so damn rich?
Motherfucker eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and shit.
McDonald's.
That motherfucker
got the cure
for diabetes or some shit.
Man, a lot of those world leaders, when they get that old, even though Warren Buffett is a world leader, a lot of people when they get to that level of
might as well say he is here.
Yeah. I mean, to an extent he is, but a lot of those people, I'll just say with old money, bro, you'll be surprised, bro. And then, like, I also want to talk about, I mean, if we're going to talk about a little bit about finances too, let's also talk about these people that are coming out and they're saying they're going to be the next trillionaires and multi-hundred billionaires and the richest people on earth. My nigga, you'll never know who the richest person on earth is. Elon Musk might eventually be the first trillionaire on paper, but my nigga, you fucking crazy if you think the British family ain't been trillionaires for at least the last 300 years.
On God.
When they had almost everything. This is just stuff that had power and dominion over. We not even talking about it. And it's still countries to this day that still technically. Nigga, Canada is technically still a part of the fucking United Kingdom. It's not as far as like United Kingdom goes, but as far as like one of their protectorates. You know what I'm saying? They're still under the crown.
Mm-hmm.
You still see Queen Elizabeth on that fucking paper, my nigga. If they own Canada, Rooster. Canada being the fucking power. What's up, son?
Nigga, you talking about the British royal family? I thought you been talking about the Rothschild family.
The Rothschilds too, but I feel like anybody who knows something know about the Rothschild. But when I'm talking in general, but then again, if you meet people from Europe will tell you you don't if you have a certain amount of money, you do not talk about money. It's only in America.
Yeah, but
we forgot to not talk about money. In America it used to be it was the three things that you never talk about. You never talk about religion, politics, or money. But we
talk about all of them.
We talk about all of them now, but it used to be a code. We never talked about those three. Yeah, other places, they still have those codes. And the reason why they still have those codes, and just like with this Russia and shit, with this Russia-Ukraine conflict that we haven't made a podcast about since it happened, but with this Russia-Ukraine conflict, the thing is, all these oligarchs are coming out now. A lot of people didn't know who the fuck these oligarchs was. Like, one of them fucking oligarchs own fucking Manchester United, the biggest fucking sports franchise in the world, son. But nobody know about that shit because they never fucking talk about it. Like, people who really got money don't talk about this shit. It probably was a trillionaire living out in Russia somewhere. If we're being real. And it's probably a couple over in China that nobody know the fuck about, that they fucking pay off the Chinese government, because we know they so goddamn corrupt that if you keep them in your fucking pockets, you damn near straight in China. Yeah, imagine all these big ass countries, fucking India, fucking Israel, man. These motherfuckers got people littered all over. These countries that got fucking long ass histories, fucking Egypt, fucking Italy. These people who got these countries that had long ass histories and had actual empires, they haven't like really died down. It's the reason why they hadn't died down, son. A lot of the motherfucking main families that was in control way back in them days, they still in control now. Just like, man, the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds have been in power for a long time in Belgium.
Hell yeah.
Can't tell them motherfuckers ain't got no fucking money. All them fucking slaves, all them fucking plantations in the fucking countries that they fucking held dominion over in the motherland shit, the motherfuckers still benefiting off of that shit. To this day. It's the reason why they won't get that art back.
Nigga, you remember something, I forgot what the fuck I was gonna say.
Hey, but it's real though. I mean, hey, I mean,
my nigga,
I would like to see that. I would like to
it
see
wasn't even no, it wasn't even no funny shit. It was just, it was some real honest to God shit.
Hey,
it was some shit to benefit motherfuckers.
Hey, shit,
oh yeah, anybody want to learn how to invest, not invest money, but get around shit, not around it, but like dive in the gray area of loopholes as people. Hey, look up Waka Flocka, cause bro been going in about moving, how to make your money move and stuff when you get wealthy, like and putting your money into insurance and trust and the LLC, so you never had to pay taxes and you can borrow against your insurance. And shit like that. That's what I was gonna say before we got deep.
A lot of people don't know that you can borrow your 401k and invest in, because the 401k, your company, like, you know, they like they'll use it if your company like invests in stocks and stuff like that, and they can do that with it. Or you can take your 401k out to yourself and invest in stocks yourself. Or you can do whatever the fuck you want to with it. But the smartest thing would do to be like is to invest it into something. Yeah, a lot of people don't know this shit, though, man. There's a lot of information.
Man, I try to.
And it's a fine.
I spread knowledge to people that listen, dog. And a lot of people don't want to listen. Like, real talk. I guess it's.
I test people out to see if they're going to listen first. I'm not the type of person to tell somebody to try to tell whether or not beforehand if they going to listen or not. I like. Try to tell them if they joke around, then I'll never mention it again. But if I try to tell them, then they, you know, they keep going with it. I'll finish telling them, and then I'll recommend something for them to look into. But I ain't gonna go no further than that. But since y'all are our fans and we love y'all, we always gonna. I'm always gonna give a little bit extra to y'all.
I swear, soak it in. Listen, I got a little money now, nigga. You need to send me that Webull link again.
Oh shit, man! You still like? Oh damn!
Remember I told you I had that money situation. I couldn't invest in it.
Yeah, but I mean, you already started setting up your account. So if you go to download Webull again, you should probably pick up where you left off.
New phone, new number.
But nah, the same email though.
Oh shit! But they're gonna try to go through that and maybe access through my old phone number though, right?
They would try to do verification through your phone number, but if you didn't complete your I don't know, it's worth it to download Webull and try. But if it don't do it, I'll send the other link.
I will, hell, I ain't shit, I got enough money now, hell, I can invest a couple hundred.
Hey, that's all.
Nigga, right. That damn burst pipe cost me $380, bro.
God dang, son.
Hey, yeah, I know that bill was busted. Nah, nigga, it didn't cost me like that, nigga. The bill from it.
Oh. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, nigga, boy, cried for like 3 days behind this shit.
But I know you're mad, son.
Nigga, I was sick. I wasn't mad, nigga. I was sick. I didn't eat for a couple days. I wasn't in. Yeah, I couldn't really. What can you really say to me? Not shit. Not a damn thing. Oh, that's crazy, nigga.
That's crazy.
Crazy ain't the word. I cried like a baby back bitch.
Oh man, I know you, boy. As soon as you saw that, you was like, "Damn, why couldn't I find that fucking pipe soon?" I already know.
Nigga, what? When I saw that damn bill, mm-hmm. I made a phone call like, "Hey, nigga, you see some water down there? Where you at?"
Yeah, man. So, hey, man, this shit happened though. So, shit, nigga.
Shit, when they fixed this shit that day,
motherfuckers got me fucked up. Nigga, I turned my fucking heater off last week. Though, nigga, this fucking. That electricity, man, they ain't been whooping my ass, my nigga. I know I can get a load of that. I know it fucking got cold this weekend, but I don't give a damn. That heat ain't going back on till next week.
Nigga, hey, God. G, fucking with me, dog. That motherfucker won't come on.
Hey, for real.
I didn't turn no heat on the whole winter, nigga. I got clothes in this house. Hey, I put layers on.
Put fuck you talking about? I kept my heat on a smooth 70, nigga. That shit was still cold.
Two pairs, too damn much for three me. Pairs of socks, a pair of long johns.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, who? Frugal as fuck. Oh yeah, nigga, I done quit eating grain and bread and shit. Mm-hmm. I done came to another some more shit. I know you gonna wanna hear this. Nigga, new rule when you buying food and shit. If you can get six of that, six or more for a dollar, that shit is not good for you. Don't buy that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Damn, son, what
ramen
you
noodles.
Oh yeah, ramen noodles. Oh no. Nah.
Yeah, nigga, you think about that shit while you laughing. Yeah, nigga, if that shit costs, if you can get six or more for a dollar, like even alcohol. Alcohol at all ain't good for you at all, spiritually anyway, nigga. Wine is the safest shit you can drink.
Yeah.
And tequila. Cause that's the only drink with its own soundtrack, but... But nah, real serious though, like on a real nigga aspect though, bro. For my people that do enjoy being intoxicated, man, sit down and think. Just real talk, just sit with yourself for a minute, dog, and see if that's really what you want to do with your day. Mm-hmm. Anybody that drinks excessively, like if you're drunk, if it's 7 days in a week, it is 7 days in a week. What the fuck am I saying here for? It's 7 days in a week, my guy. If you drunk four or more days in the week, you really need to sit down and have a conversation with yourself, man. And that's just me. That's the realest way I can say that. Cause like, bro, you shouldn't have to be, you shouldn't be that dependent on a chemical to make you feel leveled. Now, drinking with the bros on a couple of days out of the week. Yeah, that's not necessary, but that's tolerable, bro. But if you need it to function, you need to sit down and get some help, big bro. Mm. We love you, man. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
And be there with other addictive substances that cause you dopamine releases. Be there food, porn, women. If you feel as if you need something to function and to get a grasp on your life, my God. Seek out some help. I got a friend recently just quit smoking weed. He went through 2 weeks worth of headaches. Mm. He was smoking heavy every day, like damn near quarter ounce every day.
Yeah.
Expensive habit. So, and he put it down. Mm. He put it down, he say... See, my thing about smoking weed is it's not a big deal to me. Cause one, I'm not, nigga, that, it's too expensive of a habit to keep that shit up. Let's be real with you. True be fucking told.
Yeah.
Big dog ain't finna do it. I ain't finna fucking do it. Me and Rooster a lot of like on some shit, a lot of shit. I'm not finna throw my money on some shit. I could be putting it somewhere else.
Oh. My nigga, I'm too frugal for that, nigga. I was talking to my oldest cousin that day, the cousin that inspired a lot of my frugality. I said, cuz I feel myself thinking like you a lot of times. I don't really need this. This shit is too damn much. You said, I'm glad I was able to inspire that out of you, cuz I was like, I appreciate it.
Nigga, he inspired me too. I don't even know the nigga, but shit.
He inspired you through me. Hey, for real, son.
On God.
A lot of shit ain't
real shit. You be looking, nigga. Ain't a phone? Who finna pay $900 for a fucking iPhone?
My nigga,
you got me fucked up.
I cracked my phone in January, son. I told myself I was gonna buy a new phone with my tax return. My nigga, I still got that same cracked ass phone. The only reason I ain't repaired it yet because it's gonna cost the same exact price as it would to get me the same exact phone, but a new version. But not, I mean, not a new, oh, new version, but a new as in like a version that hasn't been used yet.
Oh, hell no.
And I still haven't got it yet. I'm going to wait until a slightly newer version of my phone get down to the price that it would cost to fix this phone. And then that's when I'm going to get that one.
Mm-hmm. Or just go to fucking Straight Talk, put $120 down, get you a good ass phone, get you that $45 plan, and ride it out.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Shit.
I don't even need to go straight talk. I really want to get a. I got Spectrum. If I want to get a wireless plan, because I got Spectrum Wi-Fi, I go in there. I can get. Yeah, I think it's $45 too to get wireless.
Whoop. Flex on. Flex up.
But I might get it once I get my new phone. But that means I'll be off of
it. Like, I just bought some clothes, man. I just bought some new clothes, nigga. I gotta buy drawers, nigga. I refuse to buy underwear unless I got a hole big enough for one of my balls to fall out.
No, nigga, you better than me, cause nigga, my grandma taught me how to sew, my nigga. I stitch shit back together. If it's something I'm wearing, like if it ain't no good clothes, my nigga. If it's something I wear specifically for work, my nigga. If it got a hole in that shit, I'll stitch this shit up. Motherfucker asked me why my nigga I work in this shit. I'm not about to.
Oh God, who the fuck I'm up and being fresh for?
Because, nigga, if I buy something else, that means I'm buying it to be, unless I got this shit from dirt cheap or any type of discount store, and I probably got it for like a few dollars, like pennies on a dollar. I'm definitely not about to get that shit so I can go and fuck it up some other. No sir. I only get cheap things.
Boy, I'm gonna tell you something that makes you laugh though, nigga. I was watching Snoop Dogg shit, and he was talking to Chief Keef. Chief Keef said he smoked 3 ounces of weed today. That's 3 backwoods. Uh-huh. Snoop Dogg looked at nigga dead in the face and said, "Nigga, I smoked about 3 ounces too, but nigga, that's like 12 blunts." Somebody in the comments says he said Uncle Snoop wasn't mad about the amount he was smoking. He mad at the lack of frugality. Nigga, that's 10 blunts throughout the day. I said, "That's a legend." That's the lessons niggas need to learn.
Hold on, though, but he said he's smoking 3 ounces and 3 blunts, so he's still technically. He said he do that a day.
No, but. Rooster. Back, nigga, you can get. This is some real nigga math right here. For fucking 3 packs of backwoods, that's 12 packs of damn swishers.
No, what I'm saying is, so he asked Snoop, asked Sosa how much he smoked in a day.
Yeah.
And Sosa said 3 ounces.
Three backwoods. Yeah. 3 ounces. You can put an ounce in a backwood.
Uh-huh.
So Uncle Snoop was mad about the lack of frugality, nigga. You can spread that weed out throughout the day.
Hey, low key, I mean, shit. 2 plus 2 equals.
Uncle Snoop got a point.
2 plus 2 equals 4, but 1 plus 3 also equal 4.
Nah, nigga, it's the amount of money that nigga spending on backwoods. That what Uncle Snoop was mad about. Hey, Swish is a pack for $1.
Shit, I'll fuck it all and get rolling. Get a pack of rolling, 100 rolling paper sheets for about $5.
Nigga, get a bong and be through with it.
Hey, facts. Just change the water out.
Duh. On God. Duh, nigga. I get mad about shit like that too. Like, niggas be smoking so ineffectively, but I like the way blunts, cause they burn slower. Nigga, if you don't get that, get a fucking pipe. So you ain't got a, hey, roaches in your car don't be smelling like tobacco and shit. You ignorant motherfucker. Hey, you wanna know why the fuck the police pulled us over? Dumb motherfucker. He smelled the tobacco. He don't even smell weed. He smell tobacco in this bitch.
Hell nah.
Yeah. I wish I could get a lot of motherfuckers around me though off liquor though. Niggas are so stuck on drinking and being drunk. Shit.
Man, I went through my little drinking stage, but this year was so goddamn short. This year might have been 1 year. Yeah, that shit might have been one year.
It was a year. It was a funny ass year though.
And really, if I'm being honest, really a 6 month span, like the last 6 months of college where I really was just like partying and drinking like that. Like that. November 2019 to May 2020, hey, I was in there.
July 2020, nigga. You was still getting fucked up. You blacked out for 2 months. That what the fuck happened. You forgot about me. I didn't forget.
I ain't black out June and July.
I'm fucking with you, dog. I'm fucking with you.
Because, you know, that's when I was in Hattiesburg. I was in Hattiesburg for 2 months. I was just chilling in. definitely wasn't drinking then. I was enjoying it. That's when I got really big in the running. I was running every day. Running out on the long lead traces. Shit. It was nice.
I see myself when I get older being a whiskey man. And sipping a glass of whiskey after a long day of shit. Yeah, yeah. Staring at my kids.
Hell yeah. Me, I'm
telling them ain't shit.
Medical insurance, my dude. Before we get up out of here. Life insurance.
Oh, too. Hell yeah.
But life insurance more importantly, like when you get your family and shit. I mean, but medical insurance, life insurance. Depending on how soon you want to get. If you get married, definitely get life insurance. If you have a child, definitely get life insurance. If you're single, you should get it too. But yeah, I mean, just be safe and you should be fine. But accidents do happen, so. But make sure you get good medical insurance that cover accidents and shit. Shit, man. It's too late, man. Yeah, we done took y'all on the ride. We done talk about Will Smith getting smacked. We done had an argument about fucking music. We done fucking talked about fucking financial advice and shit, trying to help y'all out. So shit, man. This been a good ass night, man. And we also got another episodic review coming. So y'all already know.
Oh God.
Shit, man. This has been another motherfucking episode of Parts of Club School.
This might be a 3-drop week.
Facts. Peace.
Oh, God.